it was pretty raw emotions last night. Have you had a chance to digest anything as you have to say goodbye again this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it probably gonna take a little longer for it to really sink in, but you know, this was one of the tougher feelings and ends, I guess, of the season, just based on the team that we had, the quality of players, the quality of persons that we had on the team, and just that feeling that, you know, this was a year. I think when, you know, we beat Boston in five, and you're like, well, it's a really good hockey team, and you beat them in five, and you're coming in, and you just kind of felt that, okay, you know, let's keep riding that momentum. And then that's why it's, you know, the toughest trophy in sports, I think, to win is, you know, you can have a lot of things go right, but you run into a very good team, and, you know, you lose a game seven, so it's, yeah, it's pretty disappointing.
When you have a GM who went through what he did as a player before he finally got the prize, the team that just beat you with Ovechkin and Backstrom in that group, took them so long to get even just to this point, does that kind of give you an example of how hard it really is? And
No doubt. I mean, we've known that. We've seen, you know, guys throughout the years, you know, in this league who never even got a chance to get to a conference final or get to a final. I mean, we've now been here three of the last 4 years and got to one final. But in saying that, you look back at it, it's kind of a missed opportunity each time. That's, you know, that's how you look at it when you finally get there. I don't think people truly understand how hard it is to just get to this point. But when you do find a way to get there as regularly as this team has, you eventually want to get over that hump and win it, and that's why it's disappointing.
I'm sure you learn something new every year, every playoff run you go through, and how it ends. Like, what are some things you learned just throughout this series and this run where, you know, you maybe think taking that next step the following year?
Yeah, I mean, you have to continue to find ways to improve collectively as a group and as individuals. You have to find ways, whether that's, you know, how you train in the summer or the work you put in off the ice. It's extremely difficult to get the ultimate prize. So there's 30 other teams that are going out there and trying to do the same thing and trying to improve. So that's the thing. When you get to this stage in the playoffs and you can see that light at the end of the tunnel, you can taste it, and you think, you know, this is the year, and then it just ends like that. It's tough, but, you know, no one's feeling sorry for us. You know, we have to find a way to improve.
The whole team had struggled scoring, especially 5-on-5 the last few games or so. I mean, I know you get to try and be a difference maker every night, just Kucherov does. Like, how frustrating was that for you guys, you know, knowing that and the other guys couldn't be able to score for not building?
Yeah, it was, yeah. You know, you look back on it now, it's very frustrating. I mean, you wanna help your team win. Mm-hmm. And by not scoring a goal in the last two games as a team, you know, that falls on us as the offensive leaders to ultimately get it done. And you feel like you let your teammates down, and it sucks. But you just have to continue to try to get better. So hopefully, if you're in that situation again, it goes better. But I mean, there's just so many ups and downs and. In the season, in the playoffs, and it's tough the way that one ended.
How did you hold up over the course of the full season in the playoff run? Have you gone through that?
Yeah, it was, you know, that was, you know, had some really good days, had some tougher days. I mean, I think it was good for me to, you know, play pretty much, you know, the whole year and into the playoffs, and just coming back from that and having the summer that I had last year, just trying to more rehab. So I'm looking forward to this summer and what I can do, you know, being more healthy than I was last summer, and just trying to improve.
Has to certainly be a positive. I know it's only been less than 24 hours since this all went down, but to look ahead to next year, to not have so much turnover, to have all these guys under contract, it seems like you guys have another opportunity to make a run at this again.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to look at that right now when it's so fresh in your mind. You know, it's obviously you're just thinking about last night and what we could have done. But, you know, when you do reflect, you know, like I said last night, someone asked me if, you know, this window's closed. It's definitely not. I think it's wide open. And, you know, you have a guy like Vasi in net with how young and experienced he is and the quality of goaltender that he is, that's where you build upon. And we have that. And there's so many great young players. So we're the expectations are going to be just as high as they were this year. It's just about fulfilling them now.
So you don't need any off-season treatment other than just getting stronger and everything else?
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stanley.
Thank you.